Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Beasley switches it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Boyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Boyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters. Hey, I love that on the way out. The guys from the wheelhouse not happy that AC Andrew Carlson is producing tonight's Soccer Matters. He was doing double duty for Michael Carroll. You know, sometimes seniority wins out, right? Or ageism or whatever they call it, right? All right, welcome into the show here. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. I'm bleeding profusely. I ran into a razor. Somehow I cut the bottom of my nose, and it will not stop bleeding. So, you know, I'm going to soldier on. Soldier on. Soldier on was a word that got Martin Tyler in trouble, by the way, the great legendary commentator. During a recent game, and they made him apologize for using soldier on in that playoff for the World Cup. Basically, goalkeeper went down, turned his ankle, and he said, well, he's going to have to soldier on. And you know what's funny about commentary? It's, you know, the blitz in football. What do you think that's short for? Blitzkrieg. The bomb. All these things. There's a lot of military terms that are used by commentators all around the world. Anyway, for whatever that's worth. Streaming at ESPN975.com. We got a great show tonight here. 713-780-3776. Don't forget that number. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Glenn Davis Sock. Show was always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. So here's what we got. We got Hector Herrera on the show tonight. We've got also, really looking forward to that. It's going to be really, really interesting to hear from him. We got to give him a lot of credit. He's been going around the city in great spirit, handling all these press requests. And this is fantastic to see him really jumping in and doing everything and anything and doing it with a smile on his face. I think one thing people are going to really realize about him, tremendous humility. And you'll hear me question him about his humility, where he gathered that in his life here tonight in the interview that we do. We're going to talk to him about someone who's a friend of mine and gave him his start at Pachuca. Hector got his start from Efrain Flores. We're going to talk to him about him, plus Mexico, plus the Dynamo, pressure from Mexican fans here in Houston, all kinds of great things tonight. So we got that. Simon Bykovsky. Of the Manchester Evening News, the chief reporter. He covers Manchester City. He's going to join me tonight from the city of Manchester. We're going to talk all things Manchester City ahead of their visit to Houston July 20th. They will take on Club America. And yes, we do have tickets for Manchester City and Club America tonight. Be ready. We've got tickets to the Texas Derby, the Houston Dynamo, and FC Dallas, which will take place here in Houston, also on AT&T Sportsnet. And it's going to be great to have the call here locally on the debut of Hector Herrera. And by the way, it comes against FC Dallas. Then the Dynamo have to flip it around a couple days later, go up to Austin and play a red-hot Austin who came back after being down 2-0 to the Colorado Rapids to win 3-2. I'm going to mention Sebastian Driussi because this is the type of player the Dynamo ultimately are going to need to sign as a playmaker. A guy that's an all-around player, a guy that can go 90 minutes, a guy that's huge intelligentsia when it comes to, you know, decision making in soccer. And by the way, you're going to get a lot more great decisions on the ball with Hector Herrera in the Houston Dynamo lineup. So be ready for those tickets. We're going to get them out here tonight, and looking forward to, you know, giving those out. I always love giving tickets out on this show and getting people down to the games. So Simon Bykovsky, Manchester Evening News, chief reporter for Manchester City, Hector Herrera, the two main interviews here tonight. We'll of course, take your calls at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. It might just be time for Game On, I think. It's possible.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Game on, game on.
All right, the other day I said it's a higher bar. That is what Hector Herrera is bringing. And that's what you're paying for. That's what owner Ted Siegel is paying for. You, the Dynamo fan, have clamored for a big star. You're going to get one now. You're going to get one that brings a large level of humility. But Hector Herrera is the biggest signing in club history. We await his debut on Saturday in the Texas Derby. At the last game, he was walked out at halftime, and you saw the smiles on the faces of Dynamo fans. Since I have done this show for many, many years, during these dark times with the club, in the past, what was the number one thing that people wanted? They wanted a big-name star. Kubo Torres didn't cut it. Nobody has cut it to the level that Hector Herrera will cut it. Now, the real question is, how will the Dynamo get the best out of him on and off the field? They're off to a good start. He's going to provide that direct line to Liga MX. And that could maybe bring you, and this is what is needed now, more authentic soccer fans and also unique fans. Unique in that they are not currently people that are interested in your club. Herrera can potentially do that for you. On and off the field, there's no doubt. The man who pulled this off, Ted Siegel, he's going to want to see an impact. He's not going to want to see an empty stadium. And who would blame him? He's making all kinds of alterations to the comfort level of the stadium. He's buying players. Now the Dynamo will need to supply maybe another two players, a winger and a playmaker, to really get the best out of Herrera. Playoffs, the stated goal, Herrera is going to need additional support in front of him. But make no mistake, this team is already growing, and he has not even kicked a ball. 713-780-3776, a higher bar, that is Game On for 90. So that takes us into the Dynamo Charlotte game, which was a big, big disappointment, quite frankly, and we're not here to sugarcoat things. Dynamo had a pretty good start to this one. They looked like they were going to be up for this tonight. It was Charlotte FC, a team that I predicted the Dynamo were going to get a result from. I've watched them. They've been very up and down. To their credit, I think they played a pretty solid game. Their team shape improved. They got some good leadership from Christian Fuchs. They got timely goals. And you combine that with not the best of days for the Houston Dynamo, and they end up going down 2-1 in this one. Let's go to the opening goal in this one. It's an own goal coming off Matias Vera.
Reyna has added something in this first half for them. It's another cross from him. It goes to the far post. Dynamo in trouble. Here it goes in. Not sure if that's an own goal or not, or if Swiderski got a touch to it. But it is 1-0 Charlotte FC.
All right, give us your thoughts on the game. 713-780 Charlotte in the second half. They bring on Andre Shinashiki, and they bring on McKenzie Gaines. Now, Gaines was a kid from Austin, big athletic guy, technically not as much for me, but the fact that he was strong and powerful, he came on with Shinashiki. These guys were alive. They made a difference. This is 2-0 Andre Shinashiki, preventable goal.
Dynamo having a hard time passing the ball out of the back here. Shinashiki, they brought energy. Shinashiki trying to get a second, and he does. It's 2-0 Charlotte FC.
This is a body blow for the Houston Dynamo. And you're going to forget it really quickly because you got two teams within your conference this weekend, and you need points again. But it's down 2-0 at this point. Shinyashiki's goal. Remember him from the Colorado Rapids. The Dynamo would get one back. Now, here's something funny that happens to commentators, and I'm going to share this with you. So during the broadcast, you know, Darwin Quintero had faded out of the game at this point. He had kind of hit that wall. He wasn't moving as much. He wasn't looking for the ball. He wasn't creating passing angles. He was much less mobile and active because, again, for me, he's a 55-minute player, 60 minutes, somewhere in there, depending on the day. This was his third consecutive game getting minutes. So he had really faded out of the game. He was starved for the ball. He wasn't getting the ball. Eddie Robinson and I were talking about that. And just as I say, well, he's disappeared for the last 20 minutes, this is what happens.
Keeps it over the top. It's Pico, slashes in the volley. The offside flag is up. It won't count.
This is a dramatic moment here when it comes to VAR, because if the goal doesn't stand,
it's going to stand. So Jair Marufo, listen to the crowd, brings the crowd back into this one. That is a spectacular goal. It will count.
So right when I said that, where's Darwin Quintero been? I mean, literally, he scoops the ball in behind. It's a beautifully timed run in the end by Fafapico. He looked offside to me. He dips his shoulder. He lashes in the volley. It's a great goal between these two guys, and that's the final 2-1. The Dynamo made a bit of a push at the end. Steve Clark made a monster save on a really botched short corner to Darwin Quintero with the box all loaded up. And Clark came up with a monster save there. All right, here's Paulo Nagamura breaking down the day for the Houston Dynamo. This is soundbite number 4.
Honestly, I think we started the game well. I think the first 15, 20 minutes, I think were decent in a game. I think we created a couple of opportunities. Didn't finish the chances that we had it. I think after that, the team dropped immensely the performance. I think a lot of giveaways, a lot of lost balls, a lot of unforced errors that led to a lot of Charlotte chances. I think they were really good in transition, Charlotte, but especially because we gave the ball to them too much. We lost too many easy balls. We're forcing plays when we should have kept it, and then took our moment away from the game. Second half, we tried to change a couple of things, be a little bit more mobile up front. But again, I think it was a bad day for us today. I think it was too many giveaways, too many lost balls, what really affect our game.
So you heard Paulo Nagamura there talking about unforced errors, loss of possession, lost balls. He repeated it twice. You saw that if you watched the game. The Dynamo didn't have a great day of passing. They gave it away a lot. So when you hear him talking like that, you immediately go to the Hector Herrera signing, because Hector Herrera is tremendous on the ball. He's a tremendous decision maker. He's got a vast array of passing skills. And there is a very good chance you're going to see him as an 8 and not a 6, simply because the Dynamo are struggling in the attacking third. They're struggling to score goals. He can score goals. I don't think that's the number one reason you've brought him here. But if you put him in the 8 and you make him a box-to-box guy, he's going to help your attack. That doesn't mean you don't need to still make signings. Pat Onstad, the general manager, Paulo Nagamura, they have both come out and said they are in the market for a winger. And I think at some point you're going to obviously need a long-term playmaker that's younger and in the mold of a Sebastian Driussi. And I just keep going to him because he just affects so many things in the Austin FC game. You know, the work ethic is there. He can press. He can open a game up with a single brilliant idea, with a single technical move. He scores goals. He brings you back. He hits penalty kicks. He does it all. And that player's out there. It's going to cost you, but that player is out there. I don't think there's any question. And you need a defining winger. You need a winger that is heads and tails above anything you have right now. Okay, now, the other problem in this game, and this goes back to Darwin Quintero, is your best sub off the bench started the game, so you don't have him. Fafapico, fortunately, came in and scored a goal. He's kind of been in the doghouse. He's kind of been, you know, they had the Liga MX link. You wondered if he was being shopped. You wonder if any of the wingers are being shopped by the Houston Dynamo. This is professional sports. You're not getting enough out of these guys. That, in turn, can affect Sebas Ferreira. Now, some people are saying, oh, Sebas isn't playing well. You know, it's generally in the middle. It's a combination maybe of both. If you don't have a good wide game for a center forward, well, you don't create space for him. It's a bit of a problem. So there's a lot of dynamics going on here that can be addressed with two very timely purchases of players, I think, to enhance Hector Herrera. Now, here's another soundbite from Paulo Nagamura talking about that there weren't a lot of positives to take away. And you know something? You really got to like his brutal honesty here because, you know, coaches so often want to sugarcoat things. There was no sugarcoating here from Nagamura, and I think that's not only good for a fan base to hear, I think it's also good for a team to hear him publicly speaking like this.
Positives, not many, to be honest with you. I think one of the things that we've been praising that we need to be better is consistency. And when you play two games like you play against Chicago and Portland, that, in my opinion, was two good games, even though we didn't get a result in Portland. And you come today with that kind of performance, that worries me. And I think that's something that we need to work on, is our consistency. And especially playing home, I've been telling this many times. I think we need to be more dominant. But I think from the game today, I think one thing that we can take away is that our giveaways will affect our game, especially at home. And I think today did big time.
All right. So that was Paulo Nagamura. I got some Parker sound here as well. But, you know, let's not continue to lament what we saw and what happened. This was a poor game. I would like your thoughts on it. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. This was disappointing. This was a much-needed 3 points. I really thought the Dynamo were going to take the three against Charlotte based on their up-and-down season. I really thought the Dynamo, based on all the energy, and we said this in the pregame show, Eddie Robinson and I and Danny Rodriguez on AT&T Sports, we thought, you know, look, with all this Hector Herrera momentum, will this and can this carry over to this game? And it didn't. It didn't. And he's brought a lot of momentum and energy and excitement, and he hasn't kicked the ball yet. Certainly in a league game. Well, I'm heading down to practice tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing him in training. Just very fascinating. All right, so Hector Herrera, he will be on the show a little bit later. Simon Bykovsky of the Manchester Evening News will join us. We'll take your phone calls. We're going to continue some Dynamo talk. I'll move into some international talk. We're going to preview a little bit of FC Dallas as well. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, they're passionately pursuing justice for the injured. Few things are worse than a severe injury to family members in any accident. The Daspit Law Firm will be there to help workers and families overcome tough times. DaspitLaw.com. Car, truck, boat, motorcycle, whatever type of accident you get in, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm will be there for you. They're bilingual at 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. DaspitLaw.com. All right, fifth caller right now. A pair of tickets to Manchester City, Club America. Fifth caller at 713-780-3776. This is July 20th. Manchester City, Club America. Fifth caller right now.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Ball crafted in front. Oh, can you believe it? Paxton Aaronson! 2 minutes in!
Because we don't use any money and we drink no coffee cola.
Absolutely love this song. Just there's a nice feel about this.
But if you could go and see how they live.
It's kind of a happy, happy song.
Then you discover how.
All right, 713-780-3776 is a number to call in here. Streaming at ESPN975.com. We got a lot of tickets to give away here tonight, so be ready. We're going to give some more away. You know what, Andrew? Can I give some away right now? Would that cause any problems?
I mean, sure, you can try. See what happens.
Well, I think something's going to happen. Let's see. We're going to look at our boards here while we do this, I think, right? Honestly, it just blew up for Man City. I mean, it's pretty incredible. All right, so we're going to give the fourth caller right now And I've been a little bit disappointed. I've been disappointed when I put out Dynamo tickets and Dash tickets. And I'm not going to tell you what happened one night, but not a single person called for the tickets. So I just did tell you. Okay, so Dynamo fan right now. Fourth caller at 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets, Texas Derby, Hector Herrera debut. You might be a Mexico national team fan right now. Come on, light these phone lines up. All right, they are lighting up. I think they're lighting up pretty good, right, Andrew?
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And there go the tickets.
There goes the tickets. All right. See, well, why did you doubt me that I could give them away? I was a little disappointed in that. You didn't show a lot of confidence there. Come on, Hector Herrera, Texas Derby, come on. This has got all the elements right there.
I don't think we're going to have too many problems giving those tickets away.
I don't think so. And we're going to move forward with a few more tonight as well. All right, a couple of questions I want to put out to you tonight. Number one, if you are a Mexican national team fan that has not attended and not really supported the Dynamo, is Hector Herrera going to change your mind? 713-780-3776. I really need people to call in with this. 713-780-3776. Or maybe you're just not a Dynamo fan now, but you see this extraordinary signing, biggest signing in club history, and now you want to give it a shot. 713-780-3776. Dynamo doing everything they can to try and bring people back. Well, almost everything. There's some other areas that certainly I think there can be some other things going on. But this new owner, Ted Siegel, has put his money where his mouth is. He's trying to make the stadium more comfortable. He's bringing in, he brought in Teenage Adebi as a designated player. Now Hector Herrera has allowed Pat Onstad and company to create a technical director's position, a sporting director with Asher Mendelson. You've got a president of the women's team now in Jessica O'Neill. There's a lot of other things I could get into as well. More spend on the roster, no question. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot positive. There's a lot that's exciting, and it's no guarantee. So does this Hector Herrera signing bring you back to the table to sample the MLS product in the Houston Dynamo? I think it's going to be absolutely fascinating to see him patrolling midfield at PNC Stadium. You get an opportunity to do it every week. Former Atletico Madrid, former Porto. He's going to the World Cup with Mexico. I mean, he's got all the credentials. Gold medal winner for Mexico over Brazil. There's just a lot there. There's a lot there with this signing. And it's one you've wanted as a Houston fan. If anybody disagrees with me, I'd love to hear that too. I wish more people would disagree with me on this show. On this case, I hope they agree with me and they are going to come to the games. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So we heard that goal call from Paxton Aronson. The U.S. Basically beat Honduras, then they beat the Dominican Republic. They crushed them in the final. So the U.S. under-20s now have qualified not only for the under-20 World Cup, which is a big FIFA property in Indonesia, but that CONCACAF win and getting to the final guarantees they are going to the Olympics as well. We have not had a team in the Olympics since 2008. And I just mentioned to you in 2012 in London, Mexico won the gold medal over Brazil, played outstanding in that tournament. In fact, I was lucky because I was calling those games for NBC, and I got a lot of the Mexico games. I called a Hector Herrera goal. I think it was the quarterfinals against Senegal. I remember them in that tournament, and I had watched a lot of them prior to it, and I was like, wow, they could make a run in this thing. There's no question. And to see them beat Brazil, that was a huge moment in Mexican football history. Winning the gold medal. So that's a good one. The head coach of the U.S. under-20s is Vargas. Here's soundbite number 12. This was after the Honduras game where he talks about a full team effort. This has been a very unified team. That's very visible in these games.
First of all, I want to make it very clear that this is a huge team effort. Support staff, technical staff. I said from day one, I'm not good enough to do it by myself, and everybody stepped up. The most important actors in this whole story were the players. And the way they stepped up and confronted this moment in front of these fans, I can't be more proud.
So you heard him, and not only was he talking about the players, but he was also talking about the whole support staff. Now, you think about how that has grown in modern football now. Sporting directors, technical directors, physios, fitness coaches, weightlifting coaches. I mean, health, doctors. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable what the modern athlete receives now. And the modern athlete has certainly grown in that category as well. Here's another soundbite from Vargas. Why things are clicking well for this group and did in this tournament. This is soundbite number 14.
The boys took ownership of the game. The boys took ownership of their story as a team. And it's a big message that we've been trying to drive into them, that the coaching staff is not the protagonist in the situation. They are. And our job is to set conditions for them to be successful. And they're the ones who have to grab the moment. And they did. And we told them that we'd follow them into any battle.
Wow. How powerful is that? Mikey Veris, the under 20 coach, says the coaching staff is not the protagonist in this. That's a powerful statement right there. Because after all, isn't it about putting it back to your players and positioning them as best they can with great leadership and ownership? Fantastic. Now, remember, he was an assistant coach for FC Dallas under Luchi Gonzalez for 3 seasons. He got the under 20 job. Luchi Gonzalez was given his walking papers from FC Dallas, ends up an assistant with Greg Berhalter, and in the other direction comes Greg Berhalter's assistant, who's now the FC Dallas coach. Nico Estevez. So, you know, it's really interesting, some of the dynamics and movement of coaches. I want to remind you, again, Manchester City's taking on Club America 2022 Copa del Lone Star. Tickets are on sale. You can get them July 20th. This is big. Later on in the show, Simon Bykovsky of the Manchester Evening News will join the show here. So the Dynamo go in against FC Dallas at 6-9-3, 21 points. They're now 10th in the West, having some struggles in a big way scoring goals. FC Dallas comes off blowing a late game. They had a 1-0 lead over Inter Miami. They certainly should have got a second and maybe a third goal in this one. They let Inter Miami hang around. Inter Miami tied things up late. 1-1. Paul Areola had a bunch of chances. This is a team that's got some players that certainly are worthy. And between Areola and Jesus Ferreira, FC Dallas has got 18 goals. 18 of their goals come from those two. And both of those are good bets to be going, obviously, in the future to the World Cup representing the United States. So we'll talk some FC Dallas in this next segment. I'll get back to that in a minute. But let's switch gears here a little bit. A little bit of international talk here. Oh, I did forget one thing. Wonderful moment, Jorge Figueroa being honored with the orange jacket down on the field by the Houston Dynamo. Great guy in the Houston soccer community, ran leagues for many, many years that basically turned generations over. Was a guy very early pushing for more fields to be built by Houston Parks and Rec, because he very much as a harbinger was seeing the amount of people playing soccer and how it was changing, and that fact that you know, the production and the creation of fields throughout Houston were not there. Jen Cooper also, who does all the great work with her keeper notes and the Houston Dash. Jen Cooper also getting the orange jacket. So big congratulations to both of them. All right, City Football Group has 11 clubs, Andrew. What do you think of that? 11.
I think it's absurd. Yeah. And I'm sure you're going to get into why in a second, but I think it's a farce that they can own or be a controlling interest in so many groups and so many leagues.
Are you calling City Football Group unethical, sir?
Just slightly.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about some of the teams, because I learned a couple things here today doing this research, because they just picked up Girona in Spain. Obviously, they have New York City FC, who won the title last year. In Australia, they got Melbourne City. They have Palermo, who in 2019 went bankrupt. We all know why the Serie A is called by the Juventus president the Serie B, because of all the cheating scandals and all the corruption that was in and around the league, and they're trying to fight back. Here's one you didn't know. Mumbai City in the Indian Super League. And I like Bollywood movies. I like, you know, all the Bollywood stuff. Mumbai City jumps out to me, Indian Super League. And I think a former Dynamo might have played there, Giles Barnes. It's possible. I think Giles went over there and played in the Indian Super League. Yokohama Marinos in Japan. Here's one I didn't know. Montevideo City in Uruguay. Lommel in Belgium. Didn't know that one. And Troyes in France. So Citigroup owns a lot of teams. Citigroup owns a lot of players. Citigroup has now loaned out Zach Steffen to Middlesbrough. So Zach Steffen has just made a really, really big move. And we're going to talk with Simon Bykovsky from Manchester about this. But he's made a big choice. And that big choice is he's banking on the World Cup and being a number one. And he wants to play regular. And that's why he's moving to Middlesbrough. And Middlesbrough is a club that has tremendous history. In fact, I actually played against Middlesbrough in a friendly game once way back. I think I have their jersey. But not that that matters. He will get his playing time. But very quickly, a Bundesliga goalkeeper comes in for City when that move is understood is going to happen, Stefan Ortega. So now they have a different backup. So he may have just given away his backup role at Man City for the push to be the starter at the World Cup. And I think that's honorable. And it's hopefully it's going to turn out to be a very, very good move for him. Now, if we think about U.S. in the World Cup, every time we've done well in a World Cup, guess what positions produced off the charts for us? Andrew Carlson, the question to you.
My first guess would be the man between the posts, the goalkeeper.
Glenn. Sir, you go to the top of the class, sharpen your pencil. Yes, the goalkeeping position, the last good run, Tim Howard. All we have to do is think about that performance. Manchester United, Cristiano Ronaldo, stay or go? What do you think?
I think he goes. I don't think that he wants to spend the last few years of, I guess, what he considers his prime. It's incredible that we're talking about that at 37, but what he considers to be the last few years of his prime, he doesn't want to do that fighting in Europa League. He wants to continue to extend his Champions League records, and he's going to go to a club that allows him to do that. At least that's my belief.
Okay, that's a good call with the Champions League records because he likes records.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to look at him and say, yeah, Manchester United fans, if you really want him to say because he's scoring 20-plus goals for you, that's great. I don't think that's progress in the future. You didn't get into the Champions League. I think Ten Hag wants him gone. I think Cristiano Ronaldo becomes too big for a rebuild at Manchester City. You're not rebuilding around him. So I think he will go, and I think Ten Hag's going to be okay with that. I don't think he's going to have a problem with that. Giacomo Veroni, do you know his name? From Juventus, will go to the New England Revolution, replaces Adam Butska. New England took in about 20-plus million. Tejan Buchanan, Matt Turner, Adam Butska, transfers. That's real money. And they're bringing in guys now that they got to try and replace it. This is a great band called Super Heavy, by the way. All right, we got Danish Dynamite coming up in a little bit. With Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. You can get over there. The best in modern contemporary furniture. Jan has it. You get over there. Stressless line. All kinds of great different modern contemporary furniture there to spice up your house if you like modern contemporary furniture. They got a wide selection. DanishInspirations.com. ESPN 975. Longtime sponsors. A big thank you to Jan Christensen, Danish Inspirations. All right, here we go. Here we go. Caller number 5. Pair of tickets. Texas Derby between the Houston Dynamo and FC Dallas, the debut of Hector Herrera at 713-780-3776.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. We needed that. We needed a little Phil Lynott, Thin Lizzy. Man, that guy died young. What a great song. Their double album, Live, if you're looking for a good classic, is a classic. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Houston Dash, next home game will be against the Chicago Red Stars and the likes of Mallory Pugh. And a number, Alyssa Nair, U.S. national team goalkeeper. They got a lot of stars on that team. They will be the next game at home. It'll be a week from this coming Saturday. The Dash against the Chicago Red Stars. Kalia, not Ojai anymore. What? Also on that Chicago team. MLS next. The under 19 group won by the Philadelphia Union. No, I'm sorry. New England Revolution took the under 19 title. Philadelphia Union won the under 17 title. DC United, under 16s. Inter Miami, the under 15s. So that is all the academies at those age levels, under 15, under 16, under 17, and 19, all compete. Those were the winners. New England, Philadelphia, DC United, and Inter Miami. And as we've noted, with the under 20 national team, there's a lot of Philadelphia Union Academy players that have really contributed to getting the United States under 20s back to the Olympics and into the under 20 World Cup. So big stuff there. We appreciate that. All right, right now, as I remind you about July 20th, Club America coming to town to take on Manchester City. Let's give right now caller number 5 a pair of tickets to Manchester City Club America at 713-780-3776. We are keeping our intern Guillermo very, very busy here. Caller number 5, 713-780-3776. Do you want to go to Manchester City against Club America? Caller number 5 right now, a pair of tickets. Okay, phone boards are lighting up. All right, that's good news. All right, a couple more transfers here to talk about. Steven Berg, Steven Bergwijn joins Ajax from Spurs, 30 million euros there. Tyrell Malacia, Dutch international, joining Erik ten Hag at Manchester United. Of course, you will see some Dutchmen end up there. Apparently, Toronto FC is in talks to sign Federico Bernardeschi on a free transfer from Juventus. That's only talks, not official. But that might have to do with something by the name of, or a person by the name of, Lorenzo Insigne, which I think is pretty remarkable. He's going to be there. And he's not going to solve all their problems either. They are really struggling on the East Coast. Toronto FC, way up north in Canada. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Houston Dynamo and get back to some Dynamo conversation here. And the struggles to score goals, and we've talked about Tyler Pascher, Corey Baird, Fafa Pico. The struggles in that area of the team are not struggles from effort, energy, any of that. It's just conviction, getting the job done. In that final third of the field. It's telling if Thorold Farson is being used as an inverted winger, because naturally he was going to be competing for playing time at the forward position, obviously with the signing of Sebas Ferreira as a backup at a Duke University. I put Memo Rodriguez in this category too, because he's played in the front three. But this area has not produced, and the same thing occurred against Charlotte. The exact same thing. And at some point, you've heard Coach Paulo Nagamura talking about how much work they're doing in the final third. It's not paying off. You have to score goals if you want to make the playoffs. It's going to have to happen. And again, we mentioned GM Pat Onstad. Paulo Nagamura made it clear they're looking for more moves this summer in the transfer window. A wide man has been stated. It needs to be a wide man that sets the bar higher. Future midfield fulcrum likely needed. But they do need sort of an orchestrator. I think, obviously, Hector Herrera is going to help in that area in a big, big way. And it will be a higher bar with Hector Herrera, and that's amongst his teammates. That's a beautiful thing when a guy steps into a team like that and becomes sort of that alpha male, that leader, that guy that you want to play in and around and play effectively with. I think it's going to be a phenomenal opportunity for the likes of Coco Karaski and everybody on the team to play with a guy that's got that much experience from the Champions League and is going to debut against FC Dallas this weekend. Remember, he debuted against Juventus for Atletico Madrid, came in and scored. That was in a Champions League game. How do you want him used, though? How do you want to see him used? With the attack struggling, do you want him to go box to box? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You will have a leader here. Might take a few games, but you will have that guy that you look across the locker room, you watch him lead your team out, that you're going to say to yourself, yeah, I'm glad he's on my team. When you're getting set and getting prepared to play a game and you're walking into a locker room and you're sitting in your chair and you're putting your gear on and you look across and you see Hector Herrera, you're going to be very happy he's in your locker room. You're going to be very, very excited he's in your locker room. And he's going to give you a level of confidence as well. And the Dynamo are getting that both on and off the field. You've seen the return, the post. There was a great crowd down there. People met him at the airport. They walked him around at halftime. A lot of great run-up. But now that's over. The reality is he's here. That's over. Let's get him on the field. That's what I'm ready to see now. Hector Herrera on the field, making the Houston Dynamo grow into a stronger team and get a push to get into the playoffs here. 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on Hector Herrera, Dynamo fan. Are you out there? 713-780-3776 is the number. Martin Paas started in goal for FC Dallas. Michael Farfan at left back. Martinez and Hedges at the center back position. Nanu at the right back position. This is FC Dallas who are coming in to take on the Houston Dynamo. This is the lineup against Inter Miami. Pamukkal, Quinón, Zabaleng in midfield, Areola, Ferreira, and Velasco. That's a front three that's got a lot of movement and mobility. It's got a lot of skill. Velasco's only 19. He scored off a set piece. Jesus Ferreira looks to be right now in the pole position to be the starter for the U.S. in the World Cup. He can pull off defenders and come back into midfield. Paul Areola, obviously, has 8 goals, very busy. That's going to be a great matchup with Adam Lundqvist down that side of the field. So FC Dallas is coming in. And in a minute, I'll give you what I think is going to be their projected lineup. All right, let's go to Thomas, who's got some thoughts on Hector Herrera in the lineup. Thomas.
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for taking my call. I guess my question is, since Dynamo got knocked out of the U.S. Open Cup, I thought we'd see like a pretty consistent lineup. And I feel like I haven't seen Parker and teammates play together in a bit. And, having like those two defensive minutes of Vera and Sharon in all the time, I just wanted to get your thoughts on, those lineups since the U.S. Open Cup. And then, what's the ideal lineup or what are you thinking right now? What this should look like coming Dallas and then Austin here this week?
Yeah, it's a big week. It's a great question. I think a couple of things you got to think about here real quickly is where does Hector Herrera get utilized? And nobody's said for sure that he's starting. I would assume he is. I don't think you're going to wait, but we have to see where he is when it comes to that. But I think at the center back position, you've had a lot of rotation due to Teenage Sidibe being suspended. Suspension injury there has made that change. Good for the Dynamo. They got depth there. Daniel Starris has played well. Ethan Bartlow as well. Hector Herrera, I think, might end up being in the 8 to help the Dynamo from an attacking perspective right now heading into the weekend. And I think a lot of the other usual suspects, Coco Karaskia, Matias Vera maybe, and then up front, Sebas Ferreira back in the lineup. The two wide guys, that's up in the air. Is one of them Darwin Quintero from the start, or do you save him because he's been your best sub? Guillermo, real quick, what's your thought on the Dynamo lineup? Go ahead, Guillermo.
Oh, yes. All right, so quickly, I just want to agree with you that I think that Hector is going to be in the number 8 spot, box to box. But the reason why is not only do I think that he's going to give a lot to the Dynamo team, and being able to like actually create and make plays and distribute the ball like the way he can and the quality that he has. But also because in the World Cup for Mexico, I believe that he won't be playing his usual position, dropping in between the defenders. I think that that role will be taken by Edson Alvarez, and I think that he'll have a more number eight box-to-box involved role for Mexico in the World Cup.
Really? But Tata Martino's been playing him as a six.
Yes, well, I do believe that if Hector plays box-to-box here at Houston, and I think that he will play him with Mexico, because I do think that he wants to include Edson Alvarez in the lineup for the World Cup.
All right, fair enough. I like that take right there. What you're really pointing out, and Guillermo's pointing out here, is that Hector Herrera is very flexible and can play in a variety of positions in midfield. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Hour number two is coming up. Hector Herrera, the man himself, will join us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We've got Danish Dynamite coming up. We've got Simon Bykovsky of the Manchester Evening News. It is a big, big night. And right now, I'm going to give another pair of tickets away. Houston Dynamo, Texas Derby. Two tickets right now. Caller number seven. You get them. Texas Derby at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.